Welcome back to On Point, Championship City Edition. James, just in time for the Ohio Derby, the Cavs celebrating world championship.
I know, it, you had to be so excited about it. Your Cleveland Cavaliers did it, first title since 1964.
Yeah, a lot of fun to watch from afar, and Saturday I'll get to be a part of it. The owner of the Cavs owns what is now known as Jack Thistledown. Growing up, I just knew it as Thistledown. Mm-hmm. Really looking forward to being there, and obviously some of the shine will have worn off by Saturday, but I think it'll be a lot of fun to be a part of a sporting event in a city still celebrating the Cavs, and that sporting event is the Ohio Derby. Some years better than others. Skip Away, Brass Hat, definitely some big names
Broad
through the
brush.
Years. Broad Brush, absolutely. Yeah. Some other years not so good. This year on paper going in, it looks like the headliner is Kentucky Derby. Also ran Mo Tom. He was favored in the Louisiana Derby. And I wrote about this on the blog in the preview. So far, the Kentucky Derby, you know, some years we talk about horses not winning out of the race. This year, Exaggerator, Creator, Tom's Ready, Gunrunner, all have come back to win.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, he's going to be a pretty solid favorite probably. The other contenders, just taking a quick look at it, Aventus, Wild About Deb, Cocked and Loaded, you know, definitely I could see Mo Tom being a serious choice there. You know, his Le Comte was impressive to open the year. He had trouble trips in the Risen Star and Louisiana Derby, didn't fire in the Kentucky Derby, but he was, you know, he was way far back as well in a race that didn't set up well for closers, you know, per se. And, you know, he's got a chance to turn it around. I think Amos did the right thing to skip the Belmont Stakes.
Sure.
He was initially under consideration. And, yeah, I mean, last year, who won it last year?
Mr. Z.
Mr. Z, yeah. So it was a Derby horse that, you know, won it. And, you know, Mo Tom's going to look pretty formidable, but of course he's, you know, got to have to get the right pace set up as well.
Yeah, and it is a mile and an eighth this year. Back to a distance it was for many years, went to a mile and a 16th. I think it was even a mile 1 year or a couple years. But to me, he's 5-2 on the morning line. I would love to see that. I just think the class, Gunrunner to me was sort of the extra oomph. It'd be one thing to say, okay, a horse like Exaggerator came back and won Arkansas Derby, winner Creator won the Belmont Stakes. Gunrunner was running where Mo Tom was running
right.
to prepare for the Derby. So
and I think
it really adds up to me that you know, he's just above this field. There's three horses from the Peter Pan. Unified certainly didn't flatter the race. Governor Malibu a little. His fourth was okay in the Belmont.
Right.
But to me, Mo Tom is the one to beat.
Absolutely. And I think Tom's Ready also flatters that
right
form
point.
As well. You know, coming back and winning the Woody Stevens like he did, that was a real sharp performance. And, you know, he was second best to Mo Tom in the mile 16th Le Comte, or I think it was a mile 70 yards even. So I think, you know, you're right on the mark there. I'd 5-2 probably isn't too realistic, though.
Yeah.
It could be short odds.
They did get a decent sized field, though, so we'll see. But certainly for me, a single in the Maltese. And nothing against Corey Lannery. Certainly knows his way around a lot of ovals, including Churchill, where he's the leading rider. But Javier Castellano shipping in for the mount can't be ignored.
Absolutely. I mean, I just think it's a good to get a new rider aboard him. And, you know, nothing against Lannery, like you said, but those troubled trips, you know, were weighing a little bit on, you know, I think the connections.
Sure.
And, you know, Castellano's riding real well and, you know, top jockey in on the east of the Mississippi for sure. So, you know, that you know, that's a positive switch.
All right, well, we'll see where he goes after this. You know, it's the time of year when horses like Gunrunner and Mo Tom coming out of the Derby show up in these sort of Midwest Derbies for a lot of money. Then they can either go to the Haskell Travers route, or there's, you know, the Indiana Derby next month, West Virginia Derby in August. So
right.
a lot of options. Certainly wouldn't be surprised to see Amos go to Indiana or the Haskell, depending on what they see Saturday. We talked about Gunrunner, was part of a big stakes program at Churchill last week. FNX faltered as the favorite in the Stephen Foster, and we have the handicap division on display. The other $500,000 race this week is the Santa Anita Gold Cup. melatonin. We'll see if he can avenge sort of that big cap form that FNX didn't flatter, and opportunity comes back.
Yeah, absolutely. And melatonin, I think, is going to be super tough. I mean, that was a good second in the Oakland handicap, I thought. And he's, you know, speed is super dangerous. You know, looking at opportunity, that's that first race back from Dubai. You know, it could go either way there, I think. And he also is a threat. Last year, he got beat a nose. He went way wide coming off the turn and, you know, just left himself a little bit too much to do to, you know, to run second in that race. So, Tim Furlong's melatonin, you know, he's proven winning the Santa Anita handicap. And I would right now just taking a look at the probables, lean his way.
Yeah, and, if he wins, to me, there's a lot on the line for him sort of in terms of the division. It'd be a second grade one win. California Chrome, I would definitely say, is still the head of the class. He won the World Cup. Right. And, you know, until he comes back, I'd say he's safe on top. But I certainly would say Melatonin would be head of Frosted in the division. As great as the Met Mile was, you know, that was one race. And to me, two grade one wins, including the big cap, would have him right behind California.
Absolutely. And Melatonin has the Breeders' Cup Classic at Santa Anita right. This year. I mean, the thing with Frosted to me is that he's got to prove his form outside of New York. I mean, you can look at last year's Wood Memorial, Twin Spires Wood Memorial. And, you know, he ran well in the Belmont, I thought, to be second. And, you know, obviously the Met Mile. I want to see that horse prove it outside of New York. But he'll probably be there, like, straight through the rest of the year. And then they'll ship him out west to the Breeders' Cup Classic. And, you know, whether it's, Frosted or a Totalist in years past, those horses can be, a little overbet and then disappoint their backers.
Yeah, no question. And lastly, the return of Songbird was last week. And it sounds like she is flying east for the summer.
Yeah.
And I don't mind that they're targeting the Alabama. I mean, to me, when she missed the Oaks, there's still some unfinished business with the three-year-old filly division.
Mm-hmm.
Take care of beating the leaders there and then target males if that's what you want to do. But for me, a race like the Alabama, you know, once you miss the Oaks, makes sense.
Well, yeah, the Alabama, though, is 3 weeks after the coaching club, 3 or 4 weeks after the coaching club. And obviously, I'm hoping she runs in the coaching club, which is that opening weekend at Saratoga, because I think Karina Mia and Catherine Sophia will show up in that race at a mile and eighth. I think there's no chance Catherine Sophia will be running a mile and a quarter in Alabama.
Right.
So I want to see her run against those fillies, because the horses she's just beating up on in California are definitely second, third tier runners. And those are the top three in the division: Songbird, Karina Mia, and Catherine Sophia. And if they don't run, if they don't hook up and race at Saratoga, they may not meet it until the Breeders come.
Right. Well, the Cotillion, I could see Catherine Sophia showing up there. It's a grade one. Hollendorfer shipped there before. If all three do go to the coaching club and Songbird wins like she has in California, the cries for her to run in the Travers will be deafening, though.
Yeah, but I mean, I just think, you know, one thing about it with Hollendorfer and even, you know, with Rick Porter, they're just going to ignore it. So
yeah,
I'm not too concerned about it. You know, Rick Porter threw out the Delaware Oaks, but I just think that'd be coming back too soon. So we'll sit back and hope that she shows up that opening weekend in the coaching club at Saratoga.
Yeah, and even if maybe Males isn't in the cards, I mean, Beholder, I mean, we need to see something from her. It'd be a shame to have this huge year and, you know, never actually be a leader in the division, which right now Catherine Sophia and Karina Mia are with her. So, but plenty of summer and fall to go. And
it was exciting to see her come back.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no doubt. So, well, we'll be back next week, July 4th, Queen's Plate. Other stuff, I'm sure, but be good to talk to you post Ohio Derby. And you'll see both of us on the Churchill Signal this week. So join us there and join us next week.